You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, how you doing? Dr. D the V back with you on the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. A lot of great stuff coming at you today. I got a show for you today that I want you to, if it's possible for you to do this, if you can bookmark it and always come back to this one. Because I teach you a lot of stuff, and I've been doing this show for about 3 years now, as you know. But this is going to be one of the most important shows I'm doing for you. I'm serious about it. Bookmark it, share it with your friends, listen to it again, because it is going to help your life immensely. Before I get into this subject, a couple things for you real quick. I'm still in Breckenridge, Colorado, where it's a beautiful, cloudy, snowy, fairly warm day today in town. I'm not skiing today. I'm just kind of cruising around, doing my thing. And I'm really happy to say that the lifestyle here has worked so well for me. I've shed about 12 pounds in just about 3 weeks. You know, I'm concerned about going back east now because I've got to keep the lifestyle up. This is the way to live, people. This is the way to do it. Move your body. Eat healthy. Move your body. Eat healthy. There's a lot of other things too, but these are important. And I want to share something with you. Speaking of moving your body and being outdoors, a good friend of mine, Steve Moore, down in OKC, Oklahoma City, has started a Facebook group. I want you to check this out. It's a small group right now. Steve is a, I've talked about him a little bit on the show before. He is a retired truck driver who's lived in the Oklahoma and Texas area, I believe, almost his whole life. Now, Steve, if I get any of this wrong, I apologize. I'm going to try to be as accurate as I can. I think I'm pretty accurate here. Through listening to my shows and meeting me on Periscope, my video, you know, broadcasts, Steve told me his life changed. And he told me that I was the one that was very influential. I'm not going to take all the credit, but Steve told me when we met up on hippie road trip number one, when I was breezing through Oklahoma City, and we sat down at a Panera, and he told me that I have changed his life. I believe it. You know, Steve grew up in an area that was pretty much a meat eat. Let's face it, Oklahoma, Texas, I mean, everybody eats meat. Very few vegetables. It's meat, 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 meat and potatoes. And Steve, through listening to my words, pretty much transformed his life. Now, I believe Steve is in his late 50s. I believe that's accurate. Fairly close. Might be a couple years off here or there. But as a retired truck driver now, Steve has totally, totally changed his life. And Steve, I'm proud of you, and I want to share your group. Steve opened up a group on Facebook, and it's called Outdoor Trippin'. So if you just do a search for this, and Danielle, in the show notes, let's make sure we get the accurate URL for this. But if you just do a search on Facebook for Outdoor, it's singular, Outdoor Trippin, T-R-I-P-I-N, spelled exactly like that. I'm pretty sure Steve's page will come up, and I urge you to join his group. Because Steve now realizes that, hey, life is all about getting outdoors, be one with nature. If you're going to walk, if you're going to run, if you're going to do something, do it outside. Be connected with the earth. And Steve's got some beautiful pictures he puts up and pretty much a daily inspirational quote. I want you to check it out. This is your homework. It's free. Steve doesn't charge anything for his motivation, his advice. And I'm honored to be the one or one of the ones that has informally mentored Steve to his new lifestyle. So I'm asking you to check it out. Outdoor Trippin' by Steve Moore, my good friend down in Oklahoma. Okay, so let's get on with the show. I did a Facebook live stream a few weeks ago on this topic. So if you saw the video, thanks for joining me there. And I want you to listen very closely. Some of the stuff I'm going to be repeating, but a short time, well, I don't know how long ago was it, maybe a year or so ago, maybe a year plus, I made four agreements with myself. With nobody else other than myself, I made four agreements. Now, I will admit, I did not come up with these four agreements. I didn't invent them. I read the book by Don Miguel Ruiz. R-U-I-S. Don Miguel Ruiz. Called The Four Agreements. And in this book, he very succinctly explains that if you abide by these four agreements and do the best you can... That's going to come back to you, by the way. Do the best you can. If you abide by these four agreements, I'm going to share with you in a minute, and if you do the absolute best you can with them, your life will change for the better. And I'm doing this, I promise you. I'm going to share some experiences with you as I describe to you these four agreements. So let's get right back into them. Now, I do recommend you read the book if you can. The book expands on what I'm going to make like a 10-minute version of. It's a full book. I mean, it's not a thick book, but it's a regular book. So I'm going to try my best to condense Don's words into 10 minutes or so. But I'm going to do it really well, and it's going to help you, I promise. But I do recommend you read the book. Now, admittedly, what I did, I remember when I read this, 1 to 2 years ago, maybe 2 years ago even, I read it on audiobook. So as I'm out there doing my Magic 4 every day, I'm listening to the book as an audiobook on my iPhone. And I find that really sometimes a great way to read if you just don't have time to sit down and go from page to page to page. Sometimes listening to an audiobook can be really, really, really helpful. So let's get into this. I'm going to share four agreements with you that I really want you to try your best and incorporate each of these into your life. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. What does that mean? Well, being impeccable with your word simply means, in the old days, when we were growing up, people would say, there was like this old saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me, or words can never hurt me, something like that. But you know something? That's really not true, because words can really hurt people. And when Don Miguel Ruiz says to be impeccable with your word, it means before you say something, just think. Think about what you're saying. Is it true? Can it possibly hurt somebody? Is it gossip? Is it ill-intended? And since I read this book, I've tried, now nobody's perfect, but I've tried so hard to not say bad things about anybody. Now look, in my mind, there's some people that maybe, I'm full of love. I try my best, but let's face it, there's some people that are just whack jobs out there. let's face the fact. But I really am sticking to the four agreements, and I try not to say anything bad. Now I'll give you a little example. This happened just a week ago. Or 2 weeks, it was very, very, within the past 1 to 2 weeks, somebody got a hold of me on Facebook, and he's trying to, bring up somebody's name and trying to trash the person. And I said to my friend, I said, hey, I'm not going there. I choose not to say anything bad about this person. And I said, have you read the four agreements? When this person said, no, I haven't, I said, I highly recommend it. So let's just be really careful. Those of us that gossip and say bad things, it's, what good does it do? Trust me, I've done it both ways. Of course, we've all grown up and there's somebody we don't like. We like to say something bad, but I don't do that anymore. And I haven't done it for some time. And I want to tell you, it really, really does make a tremendous difference. I'm going to urge you to stick with that agreement number one. Be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. That's from Don Miguel Ruiz. It's like a little, kind of downloaded a little PDF from the internet about his book and about the four agreements. Agreement number two, don't take anything personally. Now, I was a big violator of this agreement for a long time, because when things don't go right, you know, you don't get into a certain school, you don't get accepted to a certain job, somebody unfriends you on Facebook. You know, there's just like a million examples of things that happen in life. I always used to take things personally. Oh, what did I do wrong? Why did they do that to me? Oh, I must have done something wrong. But you know something? You never know the circumstances. You might think you know, but you don't know the circumstances, and it doesn't do any good to take something personally. So just forget about it. Don't worry. Don't take it personally. Nothing others do is because of you. I used to think that, oh, you know, I'll tell you, chances are somebody's not even thinking of you when they're doing something. It's not all about you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Don't take anything personally. Let it just fly away. Let it go. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Now, here's another one that I know I've been super guilty of this. Super guilty, if that's a word. You always assume, oh, this person didn't do X because of, that's the reason. And I found that 90% of the time, I was wrong in my assumptions. 90%+ of the time. And it's so, what's the word I'm looking for? Let's just say it's not good to make assumptions. It's unhealthy to make assumptions. Trust me, again, since I've read this book, or since I listened to the audio book, I stopped making these assumptions. And I'm telling you, it really is true. Try this. If you're assuming things, go back and take a look at the things that you've assumed over the past, I don't know, a few months or year or whatever you can remember. I'm betting you that the assumptions you made were wrong. I had somebody recently assume something about me, and she stopped talking to me. I noticed on Facebook and other little hints that I could tell this person was pissed at me. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, it's a friend. What did I do? And when I got a hold of her and we started talking out, she had made these assumptions that were like totally wrong. And I recommended the book to her. I said, hey, have you read The Four Agreements? She said no, she had not heard of it. I said, I learned over the years that when I assume, I'm almost always wrong. I said, don't assume. It's not good. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. It's so true. It really is. What's the last agreement? Well, it's funny. I started the show off with this. When I was first started talking about the four agreements, I said this is a little hint, because the fourth agreement is to always do your best. Because no matter how good you are at something, or if you're sick, or if you're really healthy, or whatever, all you can be asked to do is do your best. Nobody's perfect. I'm far from perfect. We all try things. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we just give up. A lot of times we give up way too quickly, as I found over the years. I mean, I thought I had a good idea. I started something and it didn't hit right away, so I just gave up, which is the stupidest thing ever, by the way. Because sometimes success takes a long time. It does not happen overnight. You look at these overnight sensations on the internet and people that put out videos and they go viral and they have like millions and millions of views. But this is such a small, tiny, fraction minority. Most people, like me, included, most people have to work hard at what they do, and nothing's an overnight success. And like for example, I've been doing this Dave and Matt Lifestyle Show for 3 years now, 3+ years. It's not an overnight success, and I've got a lot of great listeners and subscribers like you. A lot of great ones. And by the way, just as a little plug, if you find this helpful, share it with somebody else, because I want to grow it. It's grown quite a bit, but I want to grow it more. I really want to change the entire world. Even if it's one person at a time, I want to change the world. And that's why I'm doing this. As I've told you before, I don't get paid for this podcast. All my equipment I pay for, my time, my thinking about an episode, what am I going to talk about? It's all time and money, and I don't get paid. But the way I do get paid is not really in cash. The way I get paid is when somebody like Steve Moore, or there are many others, but I'm talking about Steve Moore today because I featured him in his Facebook group and what he's doing with Outdoor Tripping. When somebody like that comes up to me and says, "Hey, Dave," or "Mr. Vegan," or whatever they want to call, you can call me anything, Dr. D the V, "You've changed my life." That's all I need, people. That's what I like to hear, and I want to change lives. And so the more people you can share this with, it's appreciated. Of course, I love you. And I just want the word to get out to more people. But anyway, this last agreement, the fourth agreement, just do your best. Nobody's asking you to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be the best in the world at something. Probably not. Maybe you will be, but probably not. But just do your best. Do the best you can. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you're healthy as opposed to when you're sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. How do you like that? Four agreements that are so powerful and so life-changing. I want you to start with those today. And when I say today, I mean today. So think before you say something. Don't talk about somebody else. Don't gossip. Don't say anything bad. Being impeccable with your word means your words are really, really powerful, and they will affect others. So speak the truth, my friend. And the other three agreements, I don't need to repeat them, because you could just rewind. Even though we don't really rewind these days, do we? We don't rewind, we just listen to it again. The old days where we had cassette tapes and VH, some of you might be too young to even remember this, but you know, in the old days before there was online streaming videos and DVDs, we had to go to the video store if we wanted to watch a movie. So we went to the video store and rented one of these like large bulky VHS tapes. You know what I mean. You remember this. And then when you brought them back to the shop, if you didn't rewind, many shops would charge you like a $2 rewind fee. There'd be like a little sticker on the cassette. It says like on the VHS, it would say, "Be kind, rewind." So I want you to be kind, and I want you to rewind this, and I want you to play it again. I want you to listen to it. And how about if we make this a goal? Let's do this. I want to see, and I will be able to tell if you did this. I'll be able to tell because I look at the stats. I look at the statistics to see how many people are listening to each episode. So I want you to, how about if we do this? I'd like you to, if you like this episode, which I hope you did, I'd like you to share this with two like-minded people. Two people that you're close with, maybe a family member, maybe a spouse, maybe a significant other, maybe a could be a cousin, could be an associate at work, somebody that you are like-minded with and you feel they could really benefit from learning these four agreements. I'd like you to share this, send them the link, share with them how to listen to my podcast. I will appreciate it. And you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be looking at the statistics. And I'm going to be able to tell whether you shared. Now, I can't tell. Don't worry. It's not like Big Brother. I can't tell whether you actually shared. I won't be able to tell that. It doesn't give me statistics on exactly who's listening. But I do get statistics on how many people download, what countries they're from. But don't worry. No, I don't get names. I don't know like if you missed it. I don't know if you missed an episode. I hope you didn't. But it doesn't get that specific. But I'll be able to tell if most of my listeners shared with other people, because I'll see a big spike in the number of downloads, and I'll be really happy. Not that I'm Not that it's an ego thing that I get more downloads. I'll be happy because I'm seeing that more people are getting it. More people want to live a better life, to help others, to help yourself, and to help the planet, and to help animals, and to help everything and everybody. Is that good enough? That's the way I try to live my life. Is every day perfect? No, not at all. I go through tough times like any of you, like you do. I go through difficult times. Trust me, I do. But I always know there's going to be sunlight at the end of that tunnel. I know that for sure. So thanks for being with me today. Again, if you're brand new to me, I really appreciate it. If you've been with me for quite some time, I appreciate you. Or somewhere in the middle, I love you. I appreciate you. And guess what? I'll see you next week. I'm Dr. D the V. Have a great one.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.